Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. While world leaders discuss the prospects for peace in Gaza and the UN delays a vote, there's new confirmation about Hamas using a Gaza hospital to house terror cells. In an interview posted to X, Ahmed Hassan Ilkhalout, who oversaw the recently seized Kamal Adwan Hospital, details how Hamas kept terrorist leaders as well as rank-and-file fighting men safe inside the hospital during the height of the battle with Israeli forces in northern Gaza. Israel seized the hospital on December 12th. Why is there no international pressure for Hamas to stop the war?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
During an end-of-the-year news conference, Blinken expressed his desire for the Israel-Hamas conflict to conclude promptly. However, he emphasized that Israel has the right and obligation to defend itself. Blinken added that the resolution of the conflict cannot involve Hamas remaining intact with the ability to continue attacking Israel. I'm John Schaefer.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's control over military promotions has come to an end. Dave Collins has that story.
On Tuesday, the Senate confirmed 11 top military nominees after Tuberville decided to lift his blockade, yielding to pressure from within his own party. The Alabama Republican had been obstructing all military promotions since February, expressing his objection to the Pentagon's abortion policy, which permits service members to receive travel reimbursement for abortion care.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
The Biden administration is promising to hold airlines accountable for delays and cancellations as the holiday travel season ramps up. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
Thursday and Friday are considered by AAA to be the peak travel days of this upcoming holiday period, but airports and roadways are expected to remain busier than usual for the next 2 weeks. It's the song that keeps on giving. Here's Corey Myers with the details.
Doesn't seem to matter what I do.
If you're looking for a wonderful stocking stuffer, Ryan Gosling has gifted you that gem. He's giving Barbie fans an early gift. The actor teaming with Barbie the Album producer Mark Ronson to release 10, the EP, today. But a holiday version, an acoustic version, and a dance version of that song, believe it or not. I'm Just Ken is nominated for Best Original Song for a Motion Picture at the 2024 Golden Globes.
Removal of the Confederate statue from the Arlington National Cemetery has been allowed to continue. The judge allowed the removal process to proceed Tuesday evening. Workers arrived and began to remove the memorial on Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello and welcome. I'm Bill Martinez, and we are live. We're going to talk election fraud. It will not go away. Like any lie that hangs out there. I mean, you know it with your kids. When your kids lie to you, you can't sleep at night. It's there until you finally have that moment where they fess up. Unfortunately, our government has been used to deflecting and continuing to lie, as Dinesh D'Souza told me a couple of years back after his experience in jail. He said the one thing about the cons, his big takeaway was they always hold to the con. They stick to the con no matter what. And this is what our government is doing. So that tells you that they are acting like convicts because they're doing what convicts do. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they destroy, they even kill. It is that diabolical. But, you know, what you're going to find out is the election process and the voter fraud that took place is a mere manifestation. I think it's the tip of the iceberg of the corruption and the level of problem that we have in our government today. Just even on the election issue, you've got almost 2/3 of the country still saying something is fishy. They just do not believe the results of the 2020 election. And meanwhile, you'll have, you know, talking heads, people that maybe you've heretofore respected say, well, there's no proof. Well, you know, but there's a lot of smoke here and there's a lot of things to consider. But because you don't have the courage or the intestinal fortitude to pursue the truth, okay, that doesn't mean that the truth doesn't exist. The fact of the matter that people have so many questions and there's still no answers. And then we find out whenever the truth is pursued by the bureaucracy, they skirt around the truth and they want you to believe something else. It's kind of like listening to a Senate or a congressional hearing. When you hear these people who are being investigated or they got to, you know, be held to account by our elected officials, how they skirt the issues. This is the pattern that we deal with today. Well, so much has been happening in our government. Joe Fried is back with us. Joe is the certified public accountant who wrote the book Debunked. He also has a new book called How Elections Are Stolen. Here's 23 ways. And these are things that the people who steal and the people in our government, there have been research, there have been studies on this. So some of this isn't like it's new news. It's been there. This is how they do things. But Joe, because of his tenacity and his intestinal fortitude, is bringing forth the truth. But we have other things to talk about, and we want to open up with that. First of all, Joe Fried, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, as I was mentioning, so much, I mean, we talk about voter fraud, but there's so many other things going on. And I think also Donald Trump's case is part of that iceberg that's hanging out there. And it demonstrates how diabolical our bureaucracy and our government has become. For example, you've got this SCOTUS case that, you know, finally the Supreme Court has decided to take up the issue of president immunity, right?
That's right. And if you think about it, I think he's got Trump's got a strong case.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to, the Supreme Court, there's no way they're going to say a president can do anything he wants, because what if he murdered somebody one night, or he, he was passing out drugs one night? I don't think that's going to happen, but what if he did that? You can't make that rule. But on the other hand, I think they're going to, I'm just guessing, I'm not a lawyer, I'm guessing that they might come down with this dual purpose ruling. They're saying, look, when he was talking at the Ellipse, on the one hand, yes, he was campaigning, but on the other hand, he was also president talking about problems in our election.
Exactly.
And you know, this, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, all sorts of candidates and politicians say important things, but they also are looking in the back at how it affects them politically.
Right.
It's always a mixed bag.
Yeah.
So I can't see if the Supreme Court, they're either going to do that, or they're going to say, we have to wait a while until the trial court does something, and then we'll rule. I think they're either going to delay, or they're going to rule in Trump's favor. That's just a layman's guess.
Well, hopefully they do rule, because in a sense, what would they ignite? They've already, the Democrats have already ignited a nuclear bomb here, because this means, just like impeachment, which now we've entered into an approved impeachment inquiry of the Bidens. This is all begat as a result of two impeachments of Donald Trump. Once you open up that door, it's hard to put everything back in the closet, as Fibber McGee found out, right?
Yeah. And as I was saying to you earlier, Bill, I'm more excited almost by that other case that just sort of surprised a lot of people. The Supreme Court picked up a case, and I know you're completely aware of it,
right,
of these guys who have been charged with obstructing an official proceeding.
These are the J6. These are the J6 patriots that are still in jail. Some have been held, in this case, Jake Lang is one of the principals. He's been in jail for over 300 days, Joe.
Crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And here's what they're charging with. This Jack Smith, the prosecutor, is so outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
He took something that was created for the Enron scandal. Just to remind your audience, Arthur Andersen, a giant accounting firm, knew that there were problems, and before they were subpoenaed, they say, well, we better, our normal policy is, I think it was 5 years, we keep documents for 5 years and we shred them.
Right.
And we haven't been doing that. So they instructed their workers, start adhering to our shredding policy. Okay. They paid a price for that, because that was considered to be in contemplation of a subpoena. Now, by the way, just to contrast that, Hillary Clinton.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm just saying, yeah, by contrast, exactly. Yeah, go ahead.
She did it 4 days after a subpoena, so there was no contemplation there. And she got away with murder. She didn't go to jail or anything.
Right. Exactly.
But anyway, what Jack Smith did is he stretched that to say, it's not just shredding documents anymore. It's anything you do that can hinder an official proceeding. Well, I'm trying to think, how many times have we all seen Code Pink, those women who wear pink, and they park their butts on the ground in the middle of an assembly room,
right,
so that nobody can transact business until they're heard. Are they serving 20-year sentences? That's what that's what he's looking for, 20-year sentences.
Right.
The man's crazy.
Right.
I have to agree with Trump. He's deranged. It's just insane.
But he's deranged, and he's got compatriots with him. He's got the judicial branch, these judges that are going along, and they are they're issuing these decrees. And 22 years in jail, for various patriots for doing what our Constitution allows them to do.
Yeah.
And that is to, to redress their issues with the government. And the government says, oh, no, you can't redress. We're going to throw you in jail.
I think the Supreme Court, the conservatives at least, are going to say, wait a minute now. If you start opening up this can of worms, what's going to happen is, every time somebody wants to protest something, they're going to have to worry in the back of their head, well, I want to protest, but I might impede these senators or these congressmen from doing their job. Oh, by the way, what Bill, what about that guy who pulled the fire alarm?
Exactly.
Is he being charged? Is he going to prison for 20 years? It's crazy.
Of course not.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
See, this is the deal. I mean, this two-tiered justice system that we're living under right now has got to stop. Yeah. And hopefully SCOTUS can step up and save the country, Joe, because, like you say, this is just the tip of the iceberg. What they've done, in terms of president immunity, what they're doing to Donald Trump right now, a leading candidate for president. And, clearly, I mean, you talk about election interference. I mean, the Democrats have not stopped interfering with the election process. Right. You know, going back to this narrative about Hunter Biden's laptop.
You know, Bill, that reminds me. I take issue with one of the things you said in your intro. You said that, you know, it's hard to prove these things. As far as I'm concerned, maybe I'm off to an extreme. But when that it came out that the FBI consciously suppressed the story of the laptop, to me, it was time for a new election.
Exactly.
Because when your government agencies, powerful agencies, sit on something for 11 months and deliberately wait until it, because they knew damn well what that would do, I think that's enough. We already have the proof.
No, Joe, I would agree with you on that stance. The problem we're having is getting any kind of support from the FBI, because they're all complicit in this, because the cabal ran so deep, because it was not only 51, you know, security officials signing a letter declaring that if this was Russian disinformation, so you got them involved. You also know the FBI, to your point, a year at least prior to had already checked out the laptop and they knew that it was legitimate. Yeah. And on top of that, they took it further. You talk about conspiracy. Then they go to the heads of the social media entities and say, hey, heads up, there's going to be some Russian disinformation, wink, wink, coming down the line here, and you need to be prepared. And, you know, they could say in a very casual sort of way, Joe, the way these people will do this, or at least the way they'll admit it in court, is we never told them exactly what to do. We didn't tell them. We just said, hey, be prepared. But you've got the government in your office telling you this has happened. There is an implied directive with their presence and them showing up at your offices, I would think.
And, Bill, I'd like to – Bill, I hope the House Republicans get some of those 51 people up on the stand.
Yes.
Because, you know, they rushed that letter out just in time for Joe Biden's last debate so that he would have something to say, because he knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. And that way, remember how emphatic he was, and he was indignant that Trump would – bring up this charge against his son that was fabricated. It was Russian disinformation. They did that for him. That's why I say, really, you need a new election right at that point.
Exactly.
Everything else, I mean, and there's a lot more, but that was enough to say we need a new election because they interfered. It wasn't just the media. If it were just the media, I'd say that's not the same. Mm-hmm. But when you have agencies of the government taking a hand in a material hand, that's big.
Yeah, and the other, you know, kind of get out of jail card for these guys is what they always say is that, well, we looked at it. It wouldn't make a big difference. It's not going to change the results of the election, right? Yeah. Well, you know, the research said that if the people knew about Hunter Biden's laptop, 15% of the people said they would not have voted for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's big.
This is a huge number. So for them to say, oh, it wouldn't make any difference, I think it takes that calculus off the table, doesn't it?
It definitely does. And those 15% Biden supporters, of course, the Republicans would have been even more motivated to run to the polls. So it would have been at least the 15%. Now, all right, maybe some of those people are just talking that way, but you didn't need 15%. If it was 3%, if it was 2%, that would have changed the election. So, for sure, I think we really, at that point, needed a new election, but there were no Republicans in the government that had power to push for that.
Well, I think that they tried to. Unfortunately, the timing, the way January 6th unfolded, the way it was orchestrated. I just saw another interview with Stephen Sun, who was – he was the head of the Capitol Police, right?
Yeah.
And he's explaining what went on. My good, you talk about interference.
Yeah.
And you talk about a setup. And Sun is there, and he can't quite say that it was a setup. And he's got to be careful about how he frames this. But any reasonable individual would draw from this that Nancy Pelosi was up to her earlobes, that she orchestrated this whole situation. She purposely delayed support and put the Capitol Police in danger.
Yeah. And he, if I recall, she fired him the very next day. So he didn't get to talk for a couple of years.
Yes.
They weren't taking any chances.
Yeah. And I don't know, you know, in terms of firing him, you know, that whole situation, but yet the number two, Anadonda, I can't remember exactly her name right now. We interviewed one of the Capitol Police that was he was in charge of the grounds at the time. T.K. Johnson, I believe, is his name. Great guy, and he tells how many times that he tried to get in touch with with her, and she refused. I mean, would not give him an answer, and how he could protect his people. He got pushed out. Because he knew too much as well. But meanwhile, interestingly enough, she doesn't get fired. They elevated her. Nancy Pelosi made her the acting Capitol Police chief after Sun left, and the troops just revolted, said no, we don't want her, and so they ended up moving her out off the Capitol grounds and gave her a promotion to be in charge of the police at Berkeley, for a lot more pay, and just right across the way from Nancy Pelosi's district. So what does that tell you?
Well, one thing it tells me is things are crumbling for the Democrats right now, and they must really regret. They would have had the House and the Senate, but they miscalculated. They didn't have their ballot harvesters in New York. They didn't think they needed to be in New York.
Right.
And then that's where they needed to be. Mm-hmm. And so now, thank God, we have the Republicans have, and I don't know even if you're a Republican, but thank God Republicans have the House, because that's what's unraveling things. And one more thing on these, on what we were talking about with Sund.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed lately when they put out the video, all that video, they've already caught a couple of those indignant policemen. One is named Dunn, and they're caught in lies. They were saying things that the video shows were impossible because they weren't at the spot they claimed to be at.
Right.
So there's a lot more that's going to keep happening. I think this is going to be a painful year for the Democrats as things start to unravel.
Well, and it should be, if we have any hope of getting control of our government again. This is so symbolic and emblematic of the severe problem and the disease that exists in our government, that you would have one person like Nancy Pelosi endangering Congress for the sake of, Democratic posturing and I say Democratic, not Democratic as a government, but the Democratic Party as for posturing and for an advantage over the Republicans. There is no doubt this was fixed. This is what's clearly coming out.
The word that was used was optics. They were told the optics aren't good. We can't have the National Guard because the optics don't look good. And for the sake of optics, those are why people were hurt, to the extent they were hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only one killed, of course, was a MAGA supporter. So
yeah. Well, Ashley Babbitt, I mean, here she is, and you've got, and of course, that police officer whose name was withheld for a while, of course, everybody knows now, but for him to fire around into a group of people, that is so irresponsible, but they elevated him to hero status for killing an unarmed patriot.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. California considering the possibility of copying Colorado by excluding former President Trump from the Golden States ballot.
Lieutenant Governor Elena Kunalakis is encouraging Secretary of State Shirley Weber to explore all available legal options following the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to bar Trump from their ballot. In a letter to the Secretary, Kunalakis asserts that California is obligated to assess whether Trump is ineligible for the state's ballot for reasons similar to those outlined in the Colorado case. I'm John Schaefer.
Over 10,000 undocumented immigrants are crowded into a cramped detention center in the Texas border town of Eagle Pass, overwhelmed by a surge. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez believes the situation is just the beginning.
There's more people in the pipeline.
He proposes deploying additional immigration judges to the border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Right here. Right now, Bill Martinez.
This is the deal, like any infection, Joe, we got to lance it.
Yeah.
We got to open the wound all the way up. We got to clean it up. We've got to put antiseptic antibiotics over all this these wounds to where we can really address this. But when you have one party, you talk about obstruction and conspiracy. Mm-hmm. This is being led by the Democratic Party. This obstruction and conspiracy to promote evil and to destroy our way of life. And
yeah.
And they have been very successful up to this point.
Yeah.
Now, our hope and belief is always that in the end, the truth will win. By God's grace and mercy, Joe, maybe we have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Maybe we have that opportunity where, you know, truth can come out finally and we're able to pull, not only because I believe that all these threads kind of intersect. Yeah. Whether we're talking January 6th, whether we're talking about all these other things that are going on, the election fraud that's happened, you know, somebody, there's got to be some central entity that's controlling this. Or, you know, like you and I talked about, how do you get, 6-7 swing states to shut down all at the same time for 3 hours,
yeah,
stop the count in order to manufacture a result that's satisfactory for them? How does one... That is a coordinated and orchestrated event.
Yeah.
That wasn't just coincidental that you had. I mean, if you had one or two, you might say, okay, you know, a little bit of that. But you got, what, 5, 6, 7 all shutting down at the same time?
Well, Bill, the encouraging thing is that we were talking about that Heartland Institute survey. It showed,
yes,
people do get it. They
exactly
really get it. And,
right.
that's a great, great encouragement to me and to a lot of people.
Well, you see, again, this is goes to our point, Joe. The truth is coming out, and Joe's referring to this new report that came out, I believe it was just yesterday, from Heartland Institute and Rasmussen. And it says 17% of mail-in voters admit, look at this, listen to this number, 17% admit that in 2020 they voted in a state where they are no longer a permanent resident.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, 21% of mail-in voters admitted that they filled out a ballot for a friend or family member.
Wow.
Okay, against the law. 17% of mail-in voters said they signed a ballot for a friend or family member with or without his permission.
Without.
Also illegal. 8% of likely voters say they were offered pay or a reward for voting in 2020.
Yeah.
Also illegal.
There's so much, Bill, and I think that 8% might be the one that concerns me the most. I wish they broke that down to see how much came from some of these nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. That would support what True the Vote was saying about harvesting. Mm-hmm. They were saying people were getting paid $10 a ballot, sometimes much more than $10 mm-hmm. a ballot. I would love to, because 8% is a whopping big number, and an election decided by 1% or less.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's a huge number, and I hope they follow up with some more questions like this. This was a very respectable survey, by the way. I said to, you know, I've told you I'm doing some work on the January 6th case and the election stuff. And I said to people when we heard this yesterday, I said, well, let me check out this stuff because I want to make sure this is a legit survey. It is legit. They did a good job. They got the they used Rasmussen to do the survey. I have a lot of respect for them. They have a good margin of error, and the confidence rate are acceptable. It's over 1,000 people, 1,085 people surveyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is a significant. And the questions are right out there, so you can see how they worded it. Some of these surveys don't tell you how they word the questions. This one mm-hmm. is telling you this is what we asked them.
Exactly. And, yeah. and you're talking, what, a plus or minus error factor of about 3% out of this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's 3%, mm-hmm. 95%. So what that means is they're saying we are 95% certain that the error rate will fall somewhere between 3 and, minus or 3 plus.
Exactly.
And that's a very respectable percentage.
Yeah, by today's standards, without a doubt. The bottom line and summary of this from Rasmussen was taken together. The results of these survey questions, Joe, appear to show that voter fraud was widespread.
Yeah.
Voter fraud was widespread in the 2020 election, especially among those who cast in mail-in ballots. And you and I have talked about this before. The history is clear. We've had governmental studies on this previously that mail-in ballots was an invitation for voter fraud.
Yep. Trump said it first, and Jimmy Carter said it first.
Exactly.
And then Trump brought it up. And, of course, when Trump said it, then everybody was dismissive because it's Donald Trump, you know, and that's what they do.
So here it is. Donald Trump's the bad guy. He warns you this is going to happen. And in the words of Barack Obama, elections have consequences. Well, how do you like what you elected now?
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump, he's been right about so many things. It's ridiculous now. He was right about the border. He was right about Ukraine. When he was impeached for that, he was trying to warn America. We got a corrupt relationship going between a family member of Biden and the vice president at the time when it happened. Right. And this should be investigated. All he was asking for is check it out. He said, and
exactly.
He didn't even say, talk to me. He said, just call our FBI and tell them what you know, if you know anything.
Mm-hmm. And our FBI should have known. And they did know. They had to know, Joe, because this stuff had been going on during the Obama years. And my question still remains is that here you've got Joe Biden compromised. You got John Kerry compromised. You've got Joe Biden compromised. And this happens when Barack Obama's president. So you're going to tell me the bigger big guy is not getting his beak wet? But nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, you know what they're saying now, that he's going to bail out in May. I don't know. I think he's got to bail out. Joe Biden cannot withstand what's about to happen with this impeachment. He's going down. So he's going to bail out. He won't actually leave. He's just going to announce that he's leaving at the end of his term. And then they expect, of course, Pretty Boy from California to come in.
Newsom. Yeah, they're going to be in a mad scramble, because let me tell you, there is a divide there. Whether it's Governor Newsom or, you know, a Hail Mary pass of Michelle Obama.
Or Kamala Harris, because she's the street fighter. And I don't think, even though everybody thinks she's lousy, I don't think she thinks she's lousy. I think she's a street fighter who will say, hey, you can't push me out. Mm-hmm. I'm in line. So I think there's going to be some real fighting going on.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what she can do. She wasn't very effective during the presidential campaign. As you recall, she lost her own state, did basically about the same level she's done consistently, about 3% when it came to polling. And now we've had, you know, what, over 3 years of experience with her leadership or lack thereof, and she's unimpressive. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's going to take in the absence of money and candidate, in the absence of a message or a quality candidate, you need a lot of money. And I think you need a lot more money to, and a lot more cheating if you think that, Kamala Harris is going to, win the Oval Office.
Well, I don't think she'll succeed. I'm just saying there's going to be some real animosity and they're going to be having a food fight. She's not going to go down quietly, in my opinion. She's going to fight.
As fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that, because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm gonna go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 month voice plan. First month service charge and taxes with sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
But Nikki Haley's not going to go to, you know, no labels. I don't see her jumping ship. But there's all kinds of theories. But you're right. I think that this could be an interesting time. And for me, I've kind of been waiting for these two parties being broken up, because if you remember, it was John Naismith in his book Megatrends probably 25 years ago, yeah. Said that the two-party system was like two dinosaurs mating, that the two-party system was no longer tenable, but it's been able to hang in this long. So I think it's still a matter of time before his prediction is fulfilled, and we might be close to that.
Well, this guy said that there's only two times in the last 120 years, that a third party did pretty well. And one, of course, was Ross Perot, 19%. Right. And then you had to go all the way back to the Bull Moose Party with Teddy Roosevelt. We got about 19%. Mm-hmm. He said, and those, in both cases, they sank the party they were aligned with because of taking all those votes away. He says that RFK right now has 15% in all the polling. If he runs, he's, and then you've got the Green Party. You still have Jill Stein. She might take 1%. Mm-hmm. You've got, like I say, Manson might jump in there. That's their headache.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. And I don't think that, who is it? Cornell, professor.
Cornell West,
I don't think he's probably much more than maybe a 1% type of guy. But, you know, it's all, it all chips away.
Yep.
And in an impeachment inquiry that's going to be underway, and what they've done to Donald Trump, clearly, I mean, the polling numbers are dramatically showing that the people are beginning to see what's happening with our government, and they see that what they're doing to Donald Trump is unjust and unfair, and that strikes such a basic human chord, Joe, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you know the thing that gets me, Bill, this guy who is so smart, who's such a good candidate, a good pundit, he left one element out that worries me. He said, well, you know, Trump's going to win, he'll get like 1 or 2% more. What about the cheating factor? Do you think the Democrats aren't going to cheat?
Exactly.
Remember Fetterman? He wins. The guy, he wins by 4.5%.
Right.
He was so, and Kerry Lake was up 2.7% the day before. All the way, by the way, for weeks, she was gaining, always ahead, got all the way to 2.7%. She loses by by 2.3%. She lost by 0.7, swing of 3% on the last day.
Right, exactly.
That's the mail-in ballot.
Yeah, exactly. So the Democratic Party is the party of stolen elections. They have developed it into an art form. They're hoping and praying for another COVID-like outbreak to where they can go again. Elias and his 500 Democratic attorneys will storm the state houses of these swing states and get them to violate their own state laws and once again open us up to voter fraud. Because meanwhile, as you and I have discussed before, people like yourself, but still few in number, have done a deeper dive. You look at the numbers. You have seen how voter fraud can take place in your new book, How Elections Are Stolen. Here's 23 ways. I mean, this is a combination of, your study that you've done, but also of what empirically what has happened in the past, how elections have been stolen, right?
Yeah. Well, I probably should say 24 ways now because I keep finding new ways. I want to get into that. But, one of the things, I just published a little article on American Thinker on non-citizen votes. I think it went to American Thinker. I can't remember where I put it. But anyway, I'm going to look at my notes here.
Okay.
Back in 2018, Stacey Abrams said she was going to ride a blue wave, and it was going to be documented people and the undocumented. She was openly saying, I'm going to rely on illegal non-citizens.
Right.
That's what my piece was on. How important is the non-citizen vote? Now, remember, non-citizen is not just the illegals running over the border.
But right.
I know a guy I was talking to not too long ago. We were in a bar, actually, and he said, oh, I'm not a citizen. I said, well, when did you come here? He said, 1954.
Wow.
He said, why didn't you become a citizen? He said, well, I didn't see the reason to it. What would it give me? Just a vote, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of people, he's legal, but he's not a citizen, and he's not allowed to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what percentage that is. Well, anyway, here's an interesting thing here. Everybody says there's no, illegals don't vote and all that. In Texas, a few years ago, about 2 years ago, they started to get serious about it. And the Secretary of State found that there were 95,000 people who were both on the voter rolls and the non-citizen rolls, or listings.
Right.
Now, they weren't saying that 95,000 was deadly accurate because they know that some of those people may have naturalized. They may have gone through the ceremony. They came over illegally. They were illegal. But by the time they started voting, they became naturalized citizens.
Right.
58,000 of them were voting. So there's 95,000 registrants that were looked bad. Now, of course, the Democrats went absolutely insane over this. They filed multiple lawsuits, and within a very short period of a few weeks, a judge shut the whole thing down, said, you can't do this. It's intimidating people. Of course, everything's intimidating.
Right, right.
But anyway, they had to revise their system to become almost a joke because the new system said that basically if you find people who appear to be who are non-citizens, you can't do anything with that unless they voluntarily say, I voted as a non-citizen. So in other words, they have to confess to a felony before you can even think about
it. Like that's going to happen.
But they still got 12,000, almost 12,000 people that way.
Wow.
And it shows you how big this problem is.
Exactly.
And then there's another one, Georgia, which I wasn't aware of, should have been. This is kind of recent. This is not just non-citizens. It's all sorts of problems. In 2001, Georgia passed a law that said that any individual citizen can file a complaint against somebody regarding an election matter if they think they're doing something wrong.
Right.
They got 80,000 complaints, and they already, according to CBS, that wrote a hit piece on it. CBS hated the whole idea.
Right.
But they already got 12,000 were upheld. These were, in other words, bogus voters, And they've already verified that 12,000 were upheld. I mean, that's an election. I mean, that's more than the margin in Georgia that
exactly. Exactly.
I don't want to. I'm probably rambling too long, but Nevada, well, you've got at least huge thousands of people. I could give you the number that in Wisconsin.
Yeah, go ahead and do this, Joe. This is important. Again, see, we have to balance out the deception with truth. And you've been studying this, and you've got the numbers because the Democrats insist that you have no proof. There's no there. And, but there is. Go ahead.
Right. In Nevada, it's over 5,000 that in the 2020 election. Now, the Secretary of State acknowledged that. But she said, and this is correct, she said, but some of those may have naturalized in those 5 years. That's true. But on the other hand, she only did a 5-year look back. What she did was she went 5 years back into the Department of Motor Vehicles logs.
Yes.
And these are people who, to get a driver's license, they had to show who they were. And so they presented their immigration papers to the Department of Motor Vehicles. So they're voting, but they're immigrants and they're showing that. Now, like I say, some of those, maybe that 5,000 dropped to 3,000. But on the other hand, if you had done a 15-year look back or a 30-year look back, because as I say, there are people who have been here for decades as non-citizens.
Exactly.
How much more would it be? And by the way, nobody was required to present immigration papers. Not everybody verifies their identity by calling up their old immigration papers. So God knows how big it is in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
In Wisconsin, I can't even give you the answer because you know what Wisconsin did before the election? Even though it's a federal law, you can't have on the voter rolls known non-citizens. If you know this guy's a non-citizen, you take him off the registration so he can't just vote. They ignored that. Everybody was on. No way at this point, no easy way anyway, of figuring out how many non-citizens voted. So we don't know.
Yeah.
Now, Bill, here's a really big number. The public information, legal funds, the Public Information Legal Foundation.
Okay.
They call themselves PILF, P-I-L-F. They did a lengthy study that just concluded fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's nationwide, and they found 349,000 dead people on the rolls. Now, I'm not saying they voted. They said thousands of them did vote.
In Illinois, they vote. Right. It's anecdotal. They always say the polls never close until they get the cemetery count.
Well, those must be very healthy people that are so healthy that even after they die, they can vote.
Well, the other thing that happens, too, that's miraculous is they will die as a Republican and come back and vote as a Democrat.
I never heard that one, but I believe it. They also found about 40,000, 43,000 in 1 year. Duplicates where they voted twice.
Joe Freed, cannot thank you enough. Look forward to having you back soon and very soon, my friend. You take care.
Thank you, Bill. It's always wonderful with you. Thanks.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi.